Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, I don't know if I should just get right into it or if I should start folding paper and playing the greatest game of flick football with our new set here.
Why don't you have a flyover with a paper airplane and then play the national anthem? How about that?
Well, how about we talk some football? And we've got two teams in the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions going in opposite directions. Obviously, the Lions have won three of their last four. Vikings have lost three of their last four.
Just
really
the opposite.
Really going in opposite directions.
But they're sort of like in the same position, same situation. If I'm coaching the Vikings and if I'm playing for the Vikings, you're thinking to yourself, okay, look, we've struggled and all that, but we're home. If they win, they're at 6-4, and they really get their shoulders way ahead of the Lions in the race to the tape because they'll have, you know, two wins over them. They've got the tiebreaker. They've got a game and a half lead. You know, and you start feeling good about yourself, and you got a bye coming up. If you're the Lions, it's just the opposite. You know, 5-4, then you've got a better record than the Vikings. You've beaten them on their turf. Then you come back home for this final run, 5 of the last 7 at home. So, you know, it's different circumstances a little bit, but really it's kind of the same situation for both of them. And whoever wins is going to feel like they've taken a big step ahead.
Yeah, you know, obviously for the Lions to get over that 500 mark is huge for them. You mentioned the tiebreakers. And when you're looking at some of the problems the Vikings have had, you look at quarterback play. You know, in this stretch, I think Matthew Stafford has played really well, whereas Christian Ponder has not. You know, two of his last three games, he's been under 40 in terms of a quarterback rating. Their run defense has really struggled the last 4 weeks after you know, really playing well the first five. So I think you're really seeing some different parallels between
these. Oh, absolutely. Look, Matthew Stafford is an elite quarterback, and I can say that. Look, he's got 8 touchdown passes and he's got 7 interceptions. Okay, but how about this? He's got 6 drops in the end zone, in the end zone, flat out drops, and Calvin Johnson's been tackled inside the 2-yard line 5 times. Let's add those 11 touchdowns to his 8, okay? He's playing pretty well, all right?
He's playing pretty well. Christian
More
Ponder
than pretty
isn't.
Well.
We'll see how that dynamic plays out on Sunday.